out, you know, all the Indians and the Pueblo are waiting for this man in the white horse, you know. Because at one time, this man came, you know, in a white horse, and I guess they didn't know too much about anything, I guess. So he told him how to plow, you know, how to make a pueblo, store his house so they wouldn't collapse, you know, stuff like that. He told him everything, but he came in a white horse very early one morning. And he told him, someday I'm going to come back, you know, again. But he didn't say why, and he was coming back again. But they're still waiting for him. And if you go to the Taos Pueblo, you see these little windows about so big, maybe, you know, facing to the north, I think they are, you know, towards the big mountain. And that's, they're waiting for him. It's about the same thing as over here.
Wow.
See, I found out about this when I was just a little kid, you know, maybe a little, about 10 years old. He's not even 10, about 10 years old. And I've heard this story. And it's similar to what you guys are doing right here. They're not supposed to be good for anything that ails you, you know? Headache, you know, stomach ache, or, you know, just about
anything,
the Kachana root. And at one time I saw that root, you know, somebody was using it somebody had been bewitched or something, you know, and they made a powder out of it, you know. They were supposed to use it like just a little soup, like a tea, you know, with a little bit of water. That's what I know about it, you know, but this deal about this big man, you know, coming in a white horse, he came at one time. But I guess the way I understood it, he talked to the chief only, to the chief of the pueblo, you know, to the chief only, but he told him how to make our pueblo 3, 4, 5 stories high that would keep, you know, and just keep on going, how to plant stuff and how to harvest. And cause I guess the Indians back in Dalgi, not too much about anything. But he told him everything. He told him, someday I'm going to be back.